The tomb was so full that it took Carter and his team 10 years to remove the treasures and transport them across the desert to Cairo. As the excavation progressed, Carter was hampered by the size of the site. The burial chamber was so cramped that the team could barely fit around the gilded shrines. It was soon clear that this was an unusually small tomb for a ruler of ancient Egypt. The size and poor preparation of Tutankhamun's tomb have long puzzled Egyptologists. Back at the Grand Egyptian Museum, some of the artifacts might provide a clue. This consignment of objects from the tomb contains shabtis, models of servants intended to serve the pharaoh after death. There were more than 400 of these small figures, many of which have never been displayed before. Each one should look like Tutankhamun, bearing the same face as his death mask.
It's funny with the googly eyes.
But they've raised questions for Salima.